We are in good stead now because we are going to talk with Maggie Langley, Group Fitness Manager from the Fitness Center at University Hospitals Avon Health Center. Because, Maggie, this is the time of year when people start making resolutions, and also some people don't go to the gym as often because they are so busy getting ready for the holidays. So maybe let's talk about resolutions. Sometimes people set the bar a little bit too high.
That's exactly right, Craig. Thank you so much for having me today. One of the things that's very important when you start to set your resolution for the new year and for the holiday season is to make sure you're not setting your goals too high. You want to make sure that you're fitting that workout into your schedule or into your lifestyle. And it's important to know that you don't have to go in and go all out. It's not a matter of being there 7 days a week and going into a class that you're not able to hold on to or an exercise regime that you can't really participate in. If you go to the gym 3 times a week, 30 minutes a day to start out, that's kind of a good way to start. It'll get you into the fitness center, it'll get you into an exercise routine, and it'll get you some results, so you'll want to continue doing it and be successful.
And for a lot of people who haven't done it for a while, actually maybe just going there and walking for a while is a good first step.
Exactly. You can walk around the track, you can walk on the treadmill, there's lots of equipment to do. Any kind of exercise you choose to do, just make sure that you go in and you do something that feels a little challenging, but isn't too much that you don't want to keep doing it or can't come back.
Yeah, and again, because sometimes people will go in, they'll go full bore, and they'll get nicked up or something. You know, they might pull a hamstring or, you know, have some sort of injury that'll set them back, and they'll get discouraged that way.
That's for sure. It's the all or nothing attitude, the 7 days a week, hard all-out effort that ends up making you not want to come back. You won't enjoy it, you may get hurt, and it won't be successful for you.
This is a busy time of year, of course. Regulars at the fitness center, maybe you see a little bit less of them now, I don't know. But perhaps it's not the best time to drop off either, because here are the holidays, and I'm guessing a number of people have eaten a little bit more since Thanksgiving and have exercised a lot less.
Exactly. As you know, the holidays are full of commotion. Everybody's out shopping. They have things to get done. There's school events to go to. But it's important to remember to take care of yourself. You have to schedule your exercise in. And I think one of the things that we need to remember is that sometimes you have to be a little flexible with your schedule. So if something's going on in the morning and you can't make it, open yourself up to new ideas and maybe go in the evening, but try to make sure that you do stick to getting your exercise in. Least of all, if you can't get your exercise schedule in, then make sure you're thinking along the lines of doing some extra things while you're shopping. Maybe walk a little further, take the stairs instead of the elevator, and if possible, park far away so you have to walk into the building. Those little things add a lot to your steps during the day.
I know for the past couple of years, the Fitness Center at University Hospitals Avon Health Center has been involved with the United We Sweat campaign to benefit the United Way of Greater Lorain County. And I see you've got something coming up on Christmas Eve morning. Let's talk about that.
Yes, our whole schedule Christmas Eve morning is dedicated to our United Way Live Healthy Lorain campaign that we participate in. So the schedule is actually going to be open to the public. It's open to friends and family. We have a special schedule that we've designed, and it covers every type of class that you could be interested in. We have a variety of things, from spinning to yoga. We offer, one of our classes that we're doing is called a rotational holiday workout that actually totals up about a two-hour workout that's fun but challenging, and we have a great group of instructors that have all put together a class that's going to take you into different types of fitness 30 minutes at a time, so you'll kind of rotate through a spectrum. That class is always a lot of fun. The instructors put a lot of work into it, and we just have a good time doing it. So the classes are open to the public, and you can participate in them by calling 440-988-6801 to register for the holiday rotational class or to get more information.
And it all starts Christmas Eve morning. I see the first one goes at 6 o'clock for an individual class called Body Pump, and it continues on from there. And the team start about 8:30 or so you can get involved with that.
Correct. Our team rotational workout goes from 8:15 to 10:15, but there are other classes that are going on in the morning earlier. So Everybody's welcome.
Yeah. In the world of working out, is there anything that's kind of hot now, popular now?
Well, you know, in the world of working out, we always try to stay up on the current programs. Our facility, obviously, spinning is something that's always popular. We have some classes at our facility called the Les Mills classes, which is a nationally recognized choreographed program. Some of those classes, such as Body Pump, Body Express, CX Works, we offer those at our facility. The classes that are included in our program that are included in your membership, such as spinning, yoga, Pilates, those are always pretty strong staples at all facilities.
When you're putting a team together to coach these classes, what do you look for in a fitness instructor?
Well, we really expect a lot of knowledge and experience out of our instructors, but the best part of it is we have instructors that are very dedicated and passionate to making sure that our members are successful in the classes that they do and the programs that we run. We try to make sure that they're fun, but they're challenging. All of our instructors have such a passion for what they do, and they try to stay up on the latest and greatest and newest and have great music and just make sure that everybody has something that they can come to and be successful with in class.
I know some of your instructors, I'll just toss out the names of Jackie and Sherry. These are people who teach numerous classes through the week. It's not quite every day, but almost.
Absolutely, absolutely. They're dedicated instructors. They always continue on their education and make sure that they're offering the, you know, safest and most knowledgeable class possible. Their classes are always crowded, and all of our instructors are very dedicated.
Maggie Langley is our guest today, Group Fitness Manager from the Fitness Center at University Hospital's Avon Health Center. Maggie, how did you get involved in fitness and fitness managing?
Well, I've actually been involved in fitness all my life, but I started taking group fitness classes after I started having children. It became a passion for me, and I just kind of got invited to start subbing a few classes. And after I did that, I became a little bit more involved in doing workshops and developing my abilities in other classes. And so I went on, got more certifications, got my personal training, and then I ended up being invited to manage a few classes because I think it's more the passion and the dedication of wanting to make sure things are running for people and the members that are coming are happy. So I kind of went on from there and just sort of kept moving.
You're right. You mentioned the word juggling or whatever, because I look at the schedule and you've got so many instructors and so many programs, and you have to keep them all in order and make sure people are there.
Yes, exactly. We have over 115 classes a week at our facility, so that's a lot to manage. The instructors that we have are all on top of things. They make sure that they show up. They're all dedicated in making sure that the classes are running well, so we've been very lucky.
Again, if people would like more information about the special programs on December 24th, the morning of that day, and also the fitness center in general, what do you recommend?
Well, you can get onto our website. And our website is uhhospitals.org/fitness. The group fitness schedules will be there that we're currently running. The holiday schedule will be there. And again, it's open to the public for our holiday schedule on December 24th. It runs from 6 a.m. The last class ends about 11 o'clock. So if you'd like to participate, you can get on there, get some more information, and then just call our phone number to register.
Okay, very good. Maggie, thanks so much for coming out today.
Thank you so much for having me, Craig.
Really appreciate it.